Chapter 8. That you were my brother, nursed at my mother's breasts. If I met you out of doors, I would kiss you, and none would taunt me. I would lead you, bring you into the home of my mother. There, you would teach me to give you spiced wine to drink, and pomegranate juice. His left hand is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and hinds of the field, do not arouse, do not stir up love before its own time. Homecoming. Who is this, coming up from the desert, leaning upon her lover? Under the apple tree I awakened you. It was there that your mother conceived you, it was there that your parent conceived. True love. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For stern as death is love, relentless as the netherworld is devotion. Its flames are a blazing fire. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. Chastity and its welcome. Our sister is little, and she has no breasts as yet. What shall we do for our sister when her courtship begins? If she is a wall, we will build upon it a silver parapet. If she is a door, we will reinforce it with a cedar plank. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. So now, in his eyes, I have become one to be welcomed. The Bride and Her Dowry. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He gave over the vineyard to caretakers. For its fruit, one would have to pay 1,000 silver pieces. My vineyard is at my own disposal. The 1,000 pieces are for you, O Solomon, and 200 for the caretakers of its fruit. Life together. O garden dweller, my friends are listening for your voice. Let me hear it. Be swift, my lover, like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices.